Rose Aguilar, host of KALW's Your Call. On our media roundtable, we bring together journalists to analyze coverage of major stories of the week. As we always do on Your Call's Media Roundtable, we start off on a positive note and highlight reporting that stood out this week. So, Roque Planas with the Huffington Post, what caught your attention this week?
Well, I'm actually looking at one that was published quite a while ago. It's about how Border Patrol agents, it's by Andrew Becker, and it was with the Center for Investigative Reporting. And if you look up Center for Investigative Reporting, Border Patrol polygraphs, you'll find it. It came out in 2010, and what he had done was basically to FOIA the results, the summary results of applicants to the Border Patrol's polygraph test, their lie detector test. And what he found was that in many cases, people had passed every single step all the way up to the polygraph, which was the last step, and then admitted a whole series of crimes. One person said that they couldn't remember a crime, but they had woken up in a kitchen doused in blood. Mm. Other people confessed to trafficking drugs on a massive scale. One person was later prosecuted because he admitted to having a large cache of child pornography. And I think in light of Ron Nixon's story that we're going to talk about later, it's an interesting look back at how this is a systemic problem that Border Patrol has had to fight.
Yeah, we're going to talk with Ron Nixon of the New York Times a little later in the show about a story he wrote looking at what's happened over the past decade. Dozens of ICE agents and contract guards have been arrested and charged with beating people, smuggling drugs into detention centers, raping detainees, and accepting bribes. And Roque, are you finding that this angle gets attention? Because until I read this piece by Ron Nixon, I didn't really hear much about background checks or polygraph checks.
I think the Center for Investigative Reporting did tremendous work back in, you know, that time period, 2010, 2011, and so forth. I think, you know, my colleague Molly O'Toole at Foreign Policy Magazine raised this issue. She was, I think, the first one to get a hold of this memo from CBP that was raising these objections to the burdensome process that Border Patrol agents go through. But I think we're going to hear more and more about it because we have a lot of very good reporters who are very focused right now on immigration because it's one of the big sort of driving issues of the national conversation right now.
Right. And then also later in the show, we'll talk with you about coverage of how Donald Trump's budget will affect this. So we've got kudos for Andrew Becker with the Center for Investigative Reporting, and we'll put a link on our website, yourcallradio.org. That is Roque Planas. He's a national reporter with the Huffington Post. And what about you, Addy Schulte, who's joining us from Amsterdam? What caught your attention in the news this week?
Well, of course, the immense attention for the Dutch elections in the international press. But there's one story that I would like to draw attention to. It's by Simon Cooper of the Financial Times, and he's a well-known reporter in the Netherlands. He's well-known in the Netherlands. But he made a really nice story in a small town in the north of the Netherlands, which happened to be one of the poorest and least appreciated towns in the Netherlands. With a strong support for the Geert Wilders party. And he found out that it was not really that bad. He didn't think it was that bad. And it's poor for Dutch standards, but maybe not in international and even American standards. And he also went there to talk to several people in the streets and in the mayor and the asylum seekers who are housed there. And so he painted a more diverse picture than just telling about angry white folks who are angry that asylum seekers are based in their community.
Did you feel that was missing from a lot of the pieces that you've read over the last couple of weeks?
Well, Some pieces on sometimes when you read something in the international press about your own country, you don't really recognize it. But some pieces are really fine and try to draw attention to things that are maybe even overlooked in your own country. So That's right. And this piece by Simon Cooper was actually translated into Dutch and appeared in the Dutch newspaper as well. So that points out that I wasn't the only one who thought it was a special story.
All right, so kudos to the Financial Times for that story. And that is Adi Scholte, a freelance journalist based in Amsterdam. And you can find these articles at yourcallradio.org.